This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so that you can keep more of what you make. Clark.com is our main website, and ClarkDeals.com, where you go to save money. Speaking of deals, coming up later, I want to talk about a deal that is a hazard and opportunity both. It has been probably the most polarizing deal we've ever had on ClarkDeals.com. But before that, I got an update for you about romance scams. I want to tell you what to look out for. I mean, it's the day of the heart, right? So I'm going to tell you what you should be watching out for. I want to talk right now about some real shifts in retail that are happening right now. Number one, Sam's Club, which has become a weak sister of retailing, and has been through one CEO after another, and every strategy has failed, has gone through a major transformation. And Sam's Club has changed its memberships and now has a warehouse club only membership and a combo membership that includes free shipping, no minimum, a la like Amazon. So with the new Sam's Club memberships, if you pay $100 a year, gosh, doesn't that sound familiar? Like that sounds like something called Prime from Amazon. With the new Sam's Club $100 a year membership, known as Plus, you are eligible for free delivery, no minimum order, on pretty much everything inside of Sam's Club except for fresh food. So you just go online. You can even buy items that are on sale at Sam's Club and one of their coupon books they do throughout the year. And you build your basket, and I already happen to be a Plus member, so as soon as this was announced, I went on to see if it was working. I placed an order for, they had a deal on laundry detergent. I ordered the laundry detergent and clicked to purchase, and it says it'll be delivered in 2 days. We'll see on the 2 days. No games, no gimmicks, no minimums. The exact same price is in the club. And so it gives them the ability to serve people who want something immediately inside a club, have inventory available with warehouses already all over the place, items that they may sell to the Plus members free shipping that would be items that would only be held in a central warehouse. The central warehouse, what I read is it's going to be in Memphis, and that from Memphis they can deliver to the eastern half of the country without any sweat in 2 days. Don't know how they'll handle west of the Continental Divide, but this is a breakthrough alternative. And the big advantage is that Sam's Club prices almost always will be cheaper than what you could get anywhere except from their rival Costco. But now being able to get the free delivery, you don't have to go to a store. But to try to sweeten the pot, they have as part of this that if you pay the $100 a year membership, you are allowed 5 prescriptions of a limited variety free from their pharmacy each month, and then a huge number of prescriptions that you can fill a 30-day supply for $10. So it is a legitimate, real deal. The big question is going to be, do they deliver and deliver reliably? And that will be the most important test. Now, IKEA, in an announcement that got drowned out, IKEA is very heavily going into delivery of items available that in the past you've had to go to the store, lug it home, or go to the store and rent a truck, or whatever you do to get things home. Now IKEA is going to offer much cheaper delivery than they have in the past. Delivery will be flat rate. There'll be an unlimited number of pieces. And the delivery will be, depending on the item, $9 to $59 for delivery. There are a lot of items that people historically have had to rent a truck to get home from IKEA. You won't have to do that anymore with the new delivery pricing. So the changes happening, really, that all are because of the market share that Amazon has with online, has forced others to modify their business models, particularly IKEA, because one of the categories that Amazon has a laser focus on is furniture. And so IKEA's got to be ready for people who don't want to go to the store and lug it home. Even if you want to go to the store and look at stuff and make sure it really is what you want, you still won't have to deal with bringing it home yourself. Speaking of Amazon, Amazon now is beginning two-hour delivery for Prime members at Whole Foods in four metro areas to learn how to do proper home delivery in 2 hours. And so for Prime members, use the Amazon website, most often the Prime Now app. And in Cincinnati, Dallas, Austin, Texas, and Virginia Beach, Virginia, you can have the two-hour delivery. You'll be a beta tester as Amazon works out the bugs at Whole Foods. And then as they make this work, it will roll out to additional cities. Stacy's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Stacy.
Hey, Clark. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Stacy. How can I be of service to you?
Well, I got a very interesting letter in the mail the other day. I got a letter from a company, and they were requesting $30,000 from me. And the letter stated, tax season is coming around, and in an effort to come to a mutually agreeable solution to this matter, we would be interested in working with you in order to settle this account. We urge you to take advantage of this general offer. They basically wanted my daughter's tax return. My daughter is now 20. At the time, supposedly, that this incident took place, she was a minor. And I contacted you guys and actually got a solution to it not too long ago, just yesterday.
So the people contacting you, they had nothing to do with the IRS, I'm assuming?
They did not. I have never heard from these people before. My daughter was in a car accident in 2015, and it had been settled.
How is she now?
She is fine. She is fine. She was at fault. She had, I believe, turned left when she wasn't supposed to and was in a car accident. And we had never heard anything from anybody, an insurance company or anything, until about a week and a half ago when this letter came asking me to negotiate the $30,000 that an insurance company wanted from us. So immediately, I knew I had to call Clark Howard. So I spoke with some of your people, and they said that this is probably a scam. I Googled their name, and I spoke with one of the nice ladies at your phone number. And I also went to the Better Business Bureau because a couple of other people had been scammed like this before. But they wanted $30,000, and since tax season was here, they wanted me to negotiate my tax return, my daughter's tax return, for her refund. and they asked me for my debit card number, and they asked me for to set up a balance to begin payment for this.
So I'm trying to follow the chain of events. So she's in this accident. There's an insurance Correct. Company saying they want money.
The insurance company never contacted me. My insurance company settled with her insurance company, and that was it. It was
But
done.
These like people, these people somehow were relating it back to?
They were. They said that their client was this insurance company. And I had never heard from the insurance company. I'd never heard from anybody. They just said the remaining payoff balance was $30,000 and that I needed to negotiate a settlement with them.
And so where did the trail ultimately lead based on the guidance that you got from us?
It was, well, they sent the letter and I called you guys and they said, do not call these people. Once they have your phone number, they will harass you big time. So I did as instructed by Clark Howard's team and I did not contact them. I went online and I filed a, a grievance with the company and I spoke with your people. And I filed a grievance and a complaint, I guess it's called an activity report with the Better Business Bureau.
And have you talked with the actual insurance company itself to see if...
I did. Well, that was the interesting part was I called the insurance company because I wanted to make sure that this was legit. And they said that I gave them my daughter's name. And I said, if this is legit, I need to, be aware of it and get it settled. And they said, we have never heard of your daughter. There is no claim. There is no $30,000 that you owe us.
So what's fascinating here, how did the crooks, because this is a pretty wild conspiracy they came up with.
Oh, absolutely.
How would they have come up with this whole twisted plot?
That is what I don't know, is how they got my, because they sent it to my daughter. I don't know how they got her information. The car insurance is in my name. She's a dependent of mine. It didn't come to me. It came to my daughter. I just happened to open her mail thinking it was something from college.
And have the crooks ever contacted you again?
They have not. They they replied to the Better Business Bureau yesterday, and they said they had gotten my name from the insurance company, that the insurance company did have a claim of $30,000, and I replied back that I had called the insurance company and that there was no such claim. And in their last paragraph, they said, please note that NCS did a recent additional research into the age and the assets of the claimant and understands that the claimant would not be able to pay the $30,000 and it would be a waste of this company's time to pursue someone with no means to pay. And this claim has been closed and the claimant will no longer be pursued.
Okay, so this is such an odd, twisted tale. It is possible that one hand at the insurance company doesn't know what the other's doing, and there may
have... I called and spoke with both of them, and they actually... I spoke with two different people at the insurance company, and they are actually investigating it and putting me in touch with their scam alert department.
Well, you're doing everything you should. What's so key about what you shared with me, because who knows what all the wrinkles are with this, is that just because somebody... with great urgency starts demanding money from you out of who knows where, wants you to give a debit card, anything like that, stop. Even if something later turns out to have been a legitimate demand of some kind, if it's not, which almost never are these legit, you've already paid the money because you were intimidated and somebody got one over on you and you can't ever get that money back. So doing the digging you're doing and pushing back against anybody's sense of demand or urgency is key to protecting yourself from any situation, including even if it was a legitimate attempt to seek debt, to seek payment on a debt. The question is, what would a fair amount be? Never allow a collector to tell you what a fair amount would be or why you're even responsible for it. And so you're doing everything by the book. Good job. So I want to give you an update that producer Joel, after our conversation a while back about Valentine's Day, that he did discover that he was thick in the head.
Yeah.
What were you thick in the head about, Joel?
Well, I should even though my wife and I were not big Valentine's Day people, I should be a little bit better about doing something around this time. I got her flowers last week ahead of time, but I like to get her.
And even though she had always said, "Oh no, you don't need to do anything."
Right.
What did you find out when you gave her the flowers?
Oh, she loves it. Yeah. Oh, it makes a huge difference.
Thank you.
It's a winner. I'm going to keep doing that, though, man. That's something that you shouldn't do just on February 14th.
Right? You took the words right out of my mouth. Don't use Valentine's Day as this obligation, guilt kind of thing. All through the year, do things that show your love in various ways. It can be just as simple. Guys are terrible at writing a note. Write a mushy note or whatever and leave it for your wife or sweetheart. I mean, there are all kinds of things you can do that don't put you into the whole Valentine industrial complex, feeling like you have to ensure that the chocolates industry does well or the floral industry does well or the restaurant industry does well. You can do so many things. All right. So in that spirit, today is a tough day for people who don't have a sweetheart, don't have a significant other. And so the Better Business Bureau every year at this time puts out a warning about all the romance scams. And this is something that I think of the calls I've taken over the years and the TV stories I've done about people who are willing to tell their stories about how they got conned, scammed, had their hearts broken by a con artist. Know that when you meet somebody online and somehow they continue online relationship, but they're never available to actually meet you in person. They always have an excuse. Know that as they play this game reeling you in, that ultimately, almost always, it'll come back to somebody who's using the heart as a way to con you out of your money. And please be very, very careful that when you do meet somebody online, one of the common areas now is they'll pretend they're in the U.S. military and they're deployed overseas. And that's why they can't meet you in person. And who knows where they actually are in the world. And certainly they're not in the U.S. military is just one example. So don't let somebody trick you and trick your heart and tell you why you need to send them money for an airplane ticket or whatever the excuse is. Great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so that you can save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our main website, and you can follow me at Facebook.com/Clark Howard. All right, I have a dilemma here. Think about what I just said. Save more, spend less, avoid getting ripped off. What is MoviePass.com? Where does it fit on the spectrum? Because it is the most polarizing deal that we've ever had on ClarkDeals.com. It is something that has made people extremely happy and extremely mad. And people who've been extremely happy become extremely mad. So what is this MoviePass.com? Right now, today, limited time offer. It is $7.95 a month, paid for a year in full, so roughly $100 for a year. You get any movie at any theater any day of the year. So in theory, you could go see a movie a day if you're a movie nut every day of your life. And the crazy thing is you have like this card that you present and MoviePass pays the cost of the ticket for whatever theater you walk up to. And they just absorb the cost and lose money on you. It is bizarro, weird, odd, and in my mind, an opinion, unsustainable. Now, why, if they're offering this ridiculous deal, what would the problem be? And by the way, right now, they're also offering another deal that is really for people who just love, love, love movies, that offers a big bunch of movies that aren't available on mainstream sites like Netflix that are available to you for free to stream, in addition to all the ones you get to see in the theater. So again, how could something that's basically too good to be true, too cheap, unsustainable as a business model, they want you to pay this $100 up front. Where's the problem? Because there's one story after another about people who are having problems with MoviePass customer no service, where they'll be told they violated terms of service and their membership's now not working. And then they contact MoviePass and nobody ever does anything. And I'm looking, here's a story from Business Insider, here's one from BuzzFeed, here's another one from MarketWatch, and on and on and on. So they've got a problem. We're going to try to do the impossible thing and talk to the people at MoviePass, see if we're any luckier than the people we're hearing complaints from, and try to drill down. Because think about it, you pay $100 up front, and then they terminate you for whatever they say you did to violate, and their promise is so clear, any movie, any theater, any day. And so people take advantage of that. It says, get your card, choose your movie, enjoy the show. Except somehow for a lot of people, it's not working out that way. No blackout dates, blah, blah, blah. And then you get turned away. So we'll see if we can get an answer. I will tell you, this fits the category of opportunity and hazard. You know, what's really troubling me on Clark deals, we're very careful what deals ever are listed on the site. And the motto is deals you can trust. And so if we put up a deal and you think, wow, this is great, and then it blows up on you, as far as I'm concerned, it's blown up on me too. Because trust is the greatest thing I can offer you. Since I'm not funny, I'm not entertaining, all I have is information that I hope will serve you well and that you can trust. So we'll see how long this goes on. Just know, remember what I've said, hazard with opportunity, and hopefully we'll have some kind of answer that matters from the MoviePass folks about why people are having so many problems. Now, I'm more interested in something that doesn't sound nearly as exciting going on in the movie business called DealFlix. DealFlix is using dynamic demand pricing, like how airlines price airline seats. And movie prices go up or down, almost like a Priceline thing, where movie prices go up and down based on what demand is for each showing at each time of day at each theater. And so if you can flex based on when a theater is going to sell very few seats for a showing, and so they figure some revenue is better than none for that showing, it's just like the Priceline model. You know, if you've listened to me for any period of time, you know that I book about 95% of my hotel rooms on Priceline, not knowing where I'm going to be staying till after I've paid non-refundable. But I've got my system, how I pick and choose, and you know, the star level and all that. And all I do is save money. And I'm willing to go where the opportunity is. And there are lots of other people that are cheap like me, but we're only a tiny part of the overall market. And that's why these things that get you to flex to fit the schedule of the deal can be so appealing if you're that kind of person. Steve is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Clark, how are you?
Great, thank you, Steve. You sold a home, and you're here to report that you did not lose money on the sale of that home.
That is correct, yes. We were, I guess we we bought low and sold high, and now we're sort of faced with a, I guess you would call it a fun kind of problem. So I figured, well, we were talking about it, and we're like, hey, what do we do with this money? And we're like, well, let's call Clark Howard.
Send it to this post office box. No, just kidding.
Well, I would love to, if we get a good return on it, I'll take you out to dinner one time.
How about that? So, Steve, you have cash that is free and clear above what the mortgage was?
Yes, sir.
And what are your goals for that cash? What are you hoping to do with that money in the future, in a couple of years, 5 years, 10 years? What's the purpose of this found money?
Well, you know, obviously we want to, we've got a little bit of debt. We don't have too much debt. I would say the mortgage is paid off now, obviously. We've got another home that we're going to be living in, which is mortgage free. We've got a couple of credit cards, maybe $10,000 worth. And then the rest, we want to invest it and at some point in time use it to kick our feet up and hear the crash of the ocean.
All right. So can I ask in general terms how much money you got free and clear?
Yes, it was $181,000.
Okay, that's a lot more than general terms. Okay, so definitely you want it to drop to 171 and kill off the $10,000 in credit card debt.
Right.
What other debts do you have in your life?
None.
No way. So you own this other house you're going to live in free and clear.
Right.
You have basically no debts in your life at all once you wipe out the $10,000.
Right. The cards are paid. Yeah, the cards are paid for. The mortgage, we have no mortgage. I mean, you know, that's it.
So tell me how far away you are from wanting to kick up at the beach.
Oh, boy. Well, it depends on the day of the week you ask. But I will tell you that for the most part, it would probably be another 8 years.
Eight. Ooh, what an interesting time horizon. Okay, eight is fascinating because it means you can't go all in on stock type choices, which I'd be really excited about you doing.
Uh-huh.
So it would require a more conservative portfolio and definitely a mixed portfolio of things you would be in. And so I don't want to just in a second give you like do this, this, and this. What other money have you saved that you will have to live on 8 years from now?
So I've got a pretty healthy 401. I've got a retirement, not a lot of retirement, but retirement. We do have some stocks and things like that that we own. So, you know, we've got, we've got those squirreled away. We've got a little bit of bonds and whatever like that, some mixes and stocks and things like that. So, you know, I think we're pretty well diversified, and you know we can access that. So I mean that you know that's sort of what we're looking for. Plus we've got some rental property that's going to be generating an income. We've got a restaurant lease that we'll be generating income from. So
wow.
I mean we feel like you know down the road we'll be in pretty good shape. But
no, it sounds like you're in great shape. So just with income producing properties, the money you have in 401k. Money that you'll have from Social Security? Will you be Social Security eligible 8 years from now?
That's exactly right.
All right. So with all those things, you're going to cover most, or if not all, of your daily living expenses just from those things.
One could hope.
All right. So that means you would want to be more aggressive with this $171,000 than less.
Okay.
I want you to sit down with a fee-only financial planner.
Okay.
Who will look at all these pieces of the puzzle, because you've got a lot of moving parts you've named, and figure out what the right risk profile is overall and where this 171 would plug into that.
Okay.
That Are you doing like a Roth IRA yet?
No, I'm not.
All right. So that would be like an automatic that you would take.
Okay.
Each because you're both over 55, I mean 50?
Yes, sir.
So if you're both over 50, you can do 6,500 each right away into Roth IRAs. That would be part of what you would do over these next several years is put money in a Roth to build up long-term tax-free money that you'd be able to spend way down the road in retirement. But I really want you with a fee-only planner. I've got information about how to find one on Clark.com.
Okay.
And there's two strategies I can recommend to you. One is that you just have a checkup with a fee-only planner. And there's a group called Garrett Planning Network, which is really good at that, where you just pay them money like you're going to see an accountant for advice or a lawyer for advice, and they bill you for their time.
Okay.
And the other would be where you hire a fee-only planner who would actively help you manage your money in the years moving forward. So the two of you should think about what you want, what you're comfortable with, but at the least, you need to sit down for a checkup and get your allocations right, particularly because this is maybe a one-time windfall you have that came into your life. I don't want you to make a decision in isolation. I want it to be part of a larger picture. So consider both that and hiring the long-term, and look at what I've got at Clark.com on potentially talking with somebody with NAPFA also. And you'll see about how NAPFA works as an alternative. Anthony's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for... I'm not Anthony.
I'll be Anthony if you want. Congratulations on graduating from college. What'd you get your degree in?
Business management.
And what do you hope to do with that?
Well, I actually went the completely opposite route, and I went to work for my local government, not in a business capacity at all.
That's all right. You know, you'll end up where you end up down the road. So,
yes, sir. And my thought process was hopefully, you know, down the road, maybe get into something business related if my interests start to change as I get older. But, you know, we'll see.
How can I help you in this first post-college job?
Well, up until this point, I haven't really given much attention to my credit score. But to try to change that, I got my first credit card a couple weeks ago. My intention has been just to make small purchases like gas and food and whatnot and pay it off immediately and build the credit score up. But I've been told also that it's actually better if you don't pay that bill off immediately and I guess let it sit, and that actually has a better effect on your credit score. But I don't know much about all that, so I was wondering if you could help.
Did you hear that red alert? Whoever told you the second thing is wrong, wrong, wrong. There's no gray to it. And what you're doing is 100% right.
Cool, cool.
So just keep using the card sparingly for small purchases. Pay it off in full and pay it on time every month. And that will do the most possible to help you establish a really solid credit score. And when you get a solicitation for a second major card, I want you to get a second one. I want you to have a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. I want you to have two of those total.
Okay.
Because it's a Noah's Ark rule. You always want to have two cards as a minimum. And use each of them sparingly. And when I say sparingly, never charge in a month more than 30% of your available credit. What kind of credit limit did you get on this card?
Well, I'm not real familiar with what's a good one and what's not. On this particular one, I got 9,600, and I guess that's
a lot. That's a lot. Yeah. So if you've got that much, let's go lower. Don't charge more than $1,000 in a month on it.
Okay.
And pay that in full, and your credit score is going to take off. Have you ever heard me talk about Credit Karma or Credit Sesame?
Yes, sir. I actually went and made a Credit Karma account not
great,
long ago.
Great. Just follow what happens with your Credit Karma scores, and they'll walk you through. They'll tutor you over how to steadily raise that score. Great news on your part, and I hope you love your new job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listeners, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance. Then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget. giving you options. Now, that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you post a question for me at clark.com. Producer Joel asks it.
Yeah, Clark. Dan wants to know, how can you get your unclaimed money without paying for it? I have a company barking up the tree and they want me to pay to find this money.
Did he say how much they wanted him to pay?
No, he didn't.
Usually they want a third. Sometimes it'll be 10 or 20%. But if there is money that's sitting in state coffers that's yours, it's actually easier than you might realize to find it. Most states participate in a multi-state search site that is free to use called missingmoney.com. And you can go to missingmoney.com. And again, for most states, you'll be able to see if money's out there. There's a small number that don't participate, in which case you can go to unclaimed.org, and link to the databases of the states that don't participate in missingmoney.com. You're listening to the Clark Howard Show. I want you to know that I appreciate so much that you've just tuned into our podcast, that you had faith in the information and advice you get. You want more information from us? One of the best ways to get Clark Smart is with our free newsletters, Clark Daily, Clark Deals, and Travel Escape. Sign up now. You'll be able to unsubscribe at any time if you think I'm wasting your time. Go to clark.com/newsletters.